Thank you for choosing the podcast of East Haven Baptist Church in Brookhaven, Mississippi. For more information on the ministries of East Haven and to access videos and sermon notes from our services, visit www.easthaven.net.
Well, good morning, church family. I'm Austin Hamill, if you don't already know me. I'm currently a junior at Mississippi State University, and I plan to attend New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary after state, and then after that, we'll see wherever God leads me. And so today, I'm going to be talking about groundbreaking. This is something that God has laid on my heart just to inform all of you about. I've never heard a sermon about it before, and so I just felt God laying this on my heart. But before I get into that, I'll tell y'all a little bit about me. So when I was at a very young age, I grew up in church, and I came to know Christ at a young age, and I truly knew what it meant to become a Christian. But all throughout my years, even through high school, it just never was super serious for me. It was something that I always came to church, I always did the right things, but it never was a true heart thing that I realized the seriousness of coming to know Christ and making others known to who Christ is. And so after my first semester at Mississippi State, Brother Phil came to me and asked me about a potential mission trip during spring break, and it was going to Guatemala, and that would have been my first ever mission trip to go out of the country. Well, I didn't know what God was leading me to do. I didn't know if I should do it because I didn't know if our spring break fell on the same dates. And that was before I realized that there was an academic calendar already posted online that had everything on there. And so I talked with Brother Phil about it. I prayed about it. And I really just didn't know what to do. And so I kind of came to the conclusion that I probably wasn't going to go. And so it was a Tuesday night a few weeks later, and I was at the BSU, and we had, which is basically like our Wednesday night service, and we had our service, and it was talking about missions and how to get plugged into missions. And then that next night, I went to Pine Lake, and we had our Wednesday night service for college, and we talked about what missions is in general and just like the meaning of missions. Well, that next night, I had my small group, and we talked again about missions and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, God, I see what you're doing here. Like, it's obvious that I need to go on this trip. And so I talked with my small group. I was like, hey, I know that I haven't brought this up in small group yet. I really just didn't think that I was going to go, so I didn't think that I needed to bring it up, but I need y'all to be praying for me. I really feel God leading me to go. And so I told Brother Phil that next day, I told him that I would go no matter if I had to miss a week of midterm exams or whatever that meant. If I had to make those up, I knew that I had to reevaluate myself and realize that that was what God was calling me to do, and I just needed to follow him. So it was after that, I went on that trip, and I truly fell in love with not only just the culture, but just everything about the trip. It all just like resonated with me, and I really, truly believe that that is what God has called me to do with my life. I don't know if that's going to be going out of the country. I don't know if that's going to be working for the International Mission Board here in the States or wherever God calls me. I know that it will be his good and perfect plan. So with that, I'll pray and then we'll jump right in. So dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you've given to us. I thank you for just allowing everyone to be able to come here today and just hear your word. I pray that you would not allow me to speak, dear Lord, but I pray that you would speak through me and to the people here today. And dear Lord, I just pray that you would help us to understand this knowledge to the best of our ability, and I pray that we'd be able to apply this to our lives as best as it may be. And I pray that you would just help us to focus in on you today. In your name I pray, amen. So if y'all will, turn with me to Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Sow righteousness for yourselves and reap faithful love. Break up your unplowed ground. It is time to seek the Lord until he comes and sends righteousness on you like the rain. So in this verse, it talks about a few different things. It talks about, first of all, what we're going to look at is the unplowed ground. And so in this verse, God is talking Hosea is talking here, and he is saying that we are to break up our unplowed ground. Now, that can look many different ways for many different people. And so in the spiritual way that this means, it's because of the Israelites had just left Egypt for a land of promise, except they didn't go beyond a wilderness experience. Everything they had gotten used to no longer existed, and their old life of doing what they had been doing was familiar, comfortable, and predictable. They knew what to expect. And like me especially, and I know many of you probably have also, when God prompts us to step out of our comfort zone, we sometimes recoil. We sometimes go back. And he may ask us to chart unknown territory. And that's one thing I want to talk about also is this past summer, as many of you know, I went to Southeast Asia, and I went and we charted unknown territory. We went to different villages that maybe had never been explored by other Christians. We were the first known Christians to go into some of these villages. And the reason for that is because there's only a select few number of people that are missionaries in these foreign countries, and they can only reach so many people in their lifetime. And there's so many different people groups. As we know, there's still over 3,000 unreached people groups that haven't been reached by the gospel at all. And so with that, so it talks about how he may ask you to chart unknown territory, which represents breaking up your unplowed ground. And so groundbreaking is, first of all, the sense before you plant the seed. So we always think about, in order for somebody to come to Christ, the first step is to plant the seed. And yes, that is the aspect in most cases. But in this case, especially with overseas and even sometimes here in the States, before you plant the seed, you first have to break the ground. And that groundbreaking aspect is something that most people have never heard of. I'd never heard of it until this summer, but it's something that is essential before you can plant the seed. And so with this, whenever he asks you to, God may ask you to go into these unfamiliar places, even if it's here in the States. But, and feelings of uncertainty and insecurity may flood your mind whenever this happens. But that's what happens when we disobey God, just like the Israelites did. We trust ourselves first and God last. And that's what I started to do, was I started to trust myself first in the fact that I was like, well, I don't think that my spring break will fall on the same dates. I don't think that this will work out how God wants it to work out. But in the real sense, I was trying to give what I thought instead of listening to what God had to say. And so God challenges us to go higher with Him and to make changes that we'd rather not make. And to be honest, we may not want to go to this new ground and break up this unplowed ground because we're just fine with where we are. And usually, breaking new ground means leaving some of our favorite things that may take our eyes off of Jesus. So, with this summer, whenever we went, we thought that we were going to be going in the villages each day and basically doing follow-up work for one of the guys. But when we got there, we got told that our plans had changed. And so we had to work around that. And I had to truly put faith in God that He knew the plans that we were supposed to make. And so with that, I didn't know exactly what God wanted us to do. None of us did. And He really just didn't fail us at all. Instead, it not only brought us closer to God, but it helped us in our everyday step because we had to learn how to truly put our faith in Him and trust Him in every aspect. And through that, I want to talk about now how we as Christians here in the States can break up our new ground. And so the first aspect is readiness. So with readiness, many times us as Christians will settle for less because we don't allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. Likewise, we aren't willing to make the necessary corrections, whether it's spiritual, physical, mental, or even something else. And so being obedient is one of the biggest components to groundbreaking. And so another way is through pathways. So taking new ground involves singleness of mind and accepting a more narrow path. A broad path may seem easier, and it may be easier when walking a day in unfamiliar territory is going to be broader. And so that narrow path is going to be harder, but it's something that God calls us to do. And the third thing that I want to talk about is courage. So the Holy Spirit lives inside you and wants to lead and instruct. Don't disregard Him because He's the one who builds lasting courage and faith. And the third thing that I want to talk about is help. So especially for me, I know that I can't do it on my own. Many of you know that you can't do it on your own. And so in order to break new ground, we need help. We have to get help from other believers, from maybe people in higher authority that can help us out. So we need people to get on board with God's plan for us. And that may look like a different kind of person for each different person that is trying to break new ground. And so we are to position ourselves to receive God's help, and by doing so, that requires that you believe that He wants us to help Him with spreading the gospel, because God could just snap His fingers and say that we all believe and we would all believe in Him. But where is His love and His mercy and His grace and everything that He is, where would that come into play? And so He chooses to use us to spread the gospel, to break new ground, and to truly advance His kingdom. And so we are to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will drop ideas into your heart, but some people will fail to follow through because it takes too much time and effort. And there's times that I've just made it fall through because maybe it has taken too much time and too much effort. And I know that many people face that today. And so the last thing that I want to talk about today, or the last point that talks about breaking new ground, is meditation. So getting a few words of scripture from maybe just the Bible app or social media or wherever isn't really meditating on scripture. So in order to meditate on scripture, we must put aside time each day to put scripture into our mind by not only just reading it, but also thinking about what it means, praying about that scripture, and praying for a fresh revelation from heaven. And at the most unlikely moment, you may get that aha moment from that comes only from Christ. And that's because, as the scripture says, the scripture is alive and breathing and sharper than a two-edged sword. And so God communicates knowledge that isn't available elsewhere. When you're filled to the brim with the Word of God, it's always in your mouth and ready to come out. And this is something that I didn't realize until a few years ago. I always thought of it being like, okay, well, I'm going to fill my cup up so that I can empty out into other people around me. Whereas that's not how it works. Instead, God fills you, and you fill up so much that it begins to overflow into the people around you. And so that's one aspect that I had to come to realization with, is that I don't need to steadily be trying to fill myself up so that I can pour out to other people, but instead I should be filling myself up, and it should just be coming out of me. It should be a heart thing, a heart posture, and not something that I'm just trying to do because God tells me to. It's supposed to be something that comes from the heart. And so you can be a living testament full of God's word, blessing people wherever you go. And so the second piece of scripture that I want us to look at today is in Mark 11, verse 23 and 24. I'll give y'all a second to turn to there. And in verse 23, it says, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, everything that you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." So you must see yourself actually doing this. And so the scripture is mere words unless you actually believe that the images you put in your heart contribute to what becomes reality. When two powerful forces combine, which is God's Word and the Holy Spirit, along with a belief that you have, a believer is a nonstop course to receive abundantly from God. And so, as it says in these verses, we are to ask God and pray to Him, and we will receive what He has for us. So before we break new ground, if we just go at it on our own, then of course we can't do it. But with the grace of God, we can do it, and it's only because of Him that we can. And so, again, groundbreaking is something that I had never heard of before this summer, and I had been feeling God lay this message on my heart, even when I was overseas, and when I came back, it became more evident, and I kept on putting it aside because I was like, God, I can't preach in front of a group of people this big, and I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I just kept on making excuses, and But I was right. I can't do it on my own. But through the grace and mercy of God, I can do it because he does it through me. It's not by my words, not by my own strength, but by his. And so that's something that I had to come to the realization of, and I had to reevaluate myself and be like, okay, God, this is what you want me to do. So I went and talked with Pastor Hal about it, and he agreed with me, and we set a date, which is today. And so this was just something that it's not for me to just speak down on y'all. I didn't know about it either. This is just a time for me to inform y'all about what groundbreaking is, and just inform y'all about the meaning of it and how it can be applied to each and every one of us. And so I just wanted to take this time to do that. And we have a remarkable way of being able to do this through God's word. And as it was said, we can break new ground through readiness, through pathways, through courage, through help, and through meditating on his word. And that's all I have today. I'll pray. And if there is any way that you may think that you maybe haven't accepted what God has for you, or maybe there's a certain person that you haven't forgiven, or maybe this is just a time where you've realized that God is calling you to more. And we'll have people down front if you want to speak to them. Maybe it's this is your time that you want to join the church. Maybe it's the time that you want to give your life to Christ if you haven't done that. And so I just invite you to come as God leads, and I'll pray real quick, and then we'll get to it. So, dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing me to be a vessel for you today, dear Lord. I thank you for just everything that you have given to each and every one of us. I pray that not my words were spoken, but your words, dear Lord. I thank you for each and every person that is here today. I pray that you would just lead them and guide them to where you want them to go. And I pray that you would just be with each and every one of us as we go throughout the rest of our day, throughout the rest of our week, whether we have work or school coming up or whatever it is, dear Lord, I pray that you would just help us to be your shining light to this world, dear Lord. And I just pray for all the ones that were affected by the tornado, dear Lord. I just pray that you would comfort their families and just be with them today. And I pray that you would just give us a heart that is only from you. I pray that you would help us to break new grounds in any way that you see fit. And I pray all these things in your name. Amen.